Listen to Mr. Hall talking about a very strange thing that happened to him and circle true or false.
I wanted to sell my house in Fairwater Street and move to the country. My dream was to buy a farm and grow my own corn and vegetables and have some chickens. But my wife and my children were totally against my plan. Lara, my wife, had a good job in the city, and my children didn't want to leave their school and all their friends. We quarrelled a lot about my plans. One day, when I was on my way home from work, it was raining heavily. Suddenly, I saw a nice bar in front of me. It was between a baker's and a butcher's. How strange, I thought. I've never seen this bar before. I decided to have a beer and wait until the rain was over and entered the bar. I didn't know any of the guests. I sat down at the counter and ordered a glass of beer. It tasted delicious. After a while, when I looked out of the window, I saw that the sun was shining again. Then I went home. At the door, I was surprised that I couldn't put the key in the lock. I looked at the house again. Yes, it was my house, number 38. Then I had a look at the door plate. It said Cunnington and not Hall. I was confused and rang the doorbell. An old woman opened the door. I told her that I was Mr. Hall and I lived here in this house, number 38. How strange, she answered. A family Hall lived here many years ago. That can't be, I shouted. What's the matter? I left home at 7 this morning. I was confused and frightened. Do come in, the lady said. It was a very sad story. Mr. Hall sold the house. His wife and his children didn't want to move. His wife fell ill and died of cancer, and the children ran away after their mother's death. Nobody saw them again. I can't tell you any more about it. That's all I know. But that's impossible. What shall I do now? I'm caught in the wrong time. I cried out, go back to the bar, the woman said and smiled. How do you know that I was at a bar? I asked. But the old lady just smiled and closed the door. So I ran back to the bar as fast as I could. It was raining again. When I arrived at the place where the bar had been, I couldn't find the bar. There was the baker's and the butcher's, but there was no bar. I was shaking with fear. Suddenly a car stopped next to me. It was my neighbour. He asked me, why are you standing here in the rain, staring at the baker's? Can I take you home? Yes, thank you, Bill, I answered. I was so happy to see him. Back home, I put the key into the lock. The door sprang open. And in the house, my wife and my children were waiting for me to come home for dinner. I can tell you that I was extremely happy. We are not going to move. We are not going to sell the house, I shouted, and my wife hugged me and the children danced around happily. Some years later, I told them about the strange incident.